tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's September 8th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. We're going to start today's episode talking a little bit about Retrospec. We've talked before about their e-bikes, their stand-up paddle boards, their regular acoustic bikes, but today I want to talk to you about the Siesta Dock XL inflatable platform currently on sale at Retrospec.com for $649. That's $100 off its usual price. This is a really neat scenario here. If you've got a lakefront house, if you've got a big pool, these are so much fun. This one is 10 foot by 10 foot, has a 1,500 pound weight capacity. And by the way, it is my new favorite thing. We got one of these a few weeks ago, put it in the back of the Volvo, drove it out to some cabin land that we've got in Wisconsin, got it inflated here with everything you see here with the Weekender electric pump. That's the same one that you use for the stand-up paddle boards. Got it out on the water and had a ton of fun with it all weekend long. And most importantly, it went back easily into its bag. That is not something that I can say about a lot of products that are out there. The hand pump fit in there. I wouldn't want to inflate this thing by hand, but hey, man, it is possible and it comes with that. So really, really neat stuff. If you're in the market for one of these, definitely check this out over at Retrospec.com. And of course, they've sponsored us before and we love having their products here on the site. So check that out. Now, it's a pretty exciting Monday here. We've got a lot of new products coming out. So we're calling this New Car Day. Starting off with Mercedes-Benz, they've unveiled their new GLC electric SUV, a more refined all-electric platform with 440 miles of range. This is a pretty controversial new car because it's showing off the new face of Mercedes-Benz EVs with that illuminated grille that's supposed to look like the 80s and 90s Mercedes-Benzes back when they only had the S-Class, the SL, and the E, and the rest of the car kind of retains that EQ jelly bean styling. I don't know how successful it is, but it's a really interesting new car, and it's worth pointing out that it's going right into that upper end of the Model Y market with an all-wheel drive, 483 horsepower set of electric motors, 596 pound-feet of torque, and 0 to 60 in 4.4 seconds. Again, there's probably going to be an AMG version of this that's even faster, but this is still pretty interesting. It's got a two-speed transmission at the rear axle, unlike a lot of EVs that do not have a transmission at all. So that's an interesting change here that's going to give it more range on the highway to get us to that 440-mile figure. Range estimates vary by source. WLTP is 350 to 376, depending on configuration, with US EPA ratings set to come closer to launch. The charging network should align with Mercedes' plan to ship native NACS ports starting in 2025. Current Mercedes EVs currently have supercharger access with an adapter, towing up to 5,200 pounds with a hitch, 20 cubic feet of cargo space. Really interesting stuff. But the most critical thing about this, the thing that is drawing the most attention, is the interior with a huge 39-inch screen that goes from behind the steering wheel all the way over to the passenger side. This is a very tech-forward design, minimalist use of buttons. Remains to be seen whether or not that's something the market is going to respond to positively. Now, we very rarely cover the Electrek's take in this, unless I'm the one who wrote the article, but in this case, it's our fearless leader, Fred Lambert. But I do definitely want to include this here, because even though the rest of the article is great, this is a think the right take, and I agree fully with Fred. Between this and BMW's new iX3, which we'll get to in a moment, it is clear that German automakers are not ready to let China run away with the premium electric vehicle segment. Tesla is leaving a gap for others to fill, especially in Europe, and legacy automakers need to up their EV game to gain market share, or Chinese automakers will be more than happy to take their place. The specs of the electric GLC appear to be on point. The price point has yet to be confirmed, but expect that it will compete with the new iX3. They didn't manage to achieve the same range as BMW, but as we often like to highlight, range is not everything, and it looks like the GLC will easily be able to travel more than 300 miles on a single charge. My main eyebrow raiser is the timeline. Late 26, early 27 is a long on-ramp for a quote-unquote now segment, and the competitors will not stand still. Almost as if to steal Mercedes' thunder, just before the official unveiling of the GLC, BMW rolled out the BMW iX3, calling it a 500-mile range EV with ultra-fast charging, and much, much more. Our own Peter Johnson writes about this, citing that the new iX3 is going to kick off a new era for the German luxury brand. The iX3 is the first of an entirely new generation of BMW vehicles created from the ground up. BMW skipped an entire generation when it comes to design, according to Zipsy, one of their lead stylists, adding that it's more BMW than ever. To maximize range, BMW gave it a clean, aerodynamic design with very few lines. One of the first things you'll notice is the reimagined front end. The new face is centered around an updated, vertically oriented double kidney grille, which is designed to match the more upright vehicle design language. The interior is just as impressive with an updated minimalist design, a massive 17-inch infotainment system that is about half the size, less than half the size of Mercedes-Benz's, powered by the new BMW Operating System X. I wonder how Apple feels about OS X sitting at the center. It's also the first BMW model to debut with a new panoramic iDrive system. The new system offers a whole new driving experience and will be used in all new upcoming vehicles. The new infotainment system is powered by genuine superbrains, or four advanced computers that are about 20 times faster than the systems found in current BMW vehicles. In the US, the new iX3 will be available by summer of 26, starting at around $60,000 with an estimated range of 400 miles. In early 2027, BMW will launch the iX3 40 S-Drive and iX3 40 X-Drive. BMW said prices will start under $55,000 with slightly over 300 miles of range. Starting next year, BMW says every vehicle will be all new. The new iX3 will be the first of 40 or so new BMW vehicles to be rolled out by 2027. Finally, not to be outdone by Mercedes or BMW, Volkswagen has rolled out its ID. Cross, calling it the secret sauce of an affordable, sleek electric SUV. Measuring 4.1 meters long and 1.8 meters wide and about 1.6 meters tall with a wheelbase of 2.6 meters, the VW ID. Cross is about the size of the current T-Cross. Mint says the electric SUV appears to be smiling with new graphics and a 3D light signature. Although it's a smaller SUV, Volkswagen promises it's still an all-arounder with more interior space than you expect and 450 liters of boot space. Volkswagen says its interior is designed to be a feel-good oasis, featuring lounge-style layout with new materials and various modes, including light and sound. Two display screens, a 13-inch infotainment, and 11-inch driver display sit at the center. Like the VW bus, you can fold the seats completely flat to give you an open interior space. Powered by a new version of the MEB platform, Mint says its improvements are key to offering EVs with above-average features at an affordable price. The drive system features a 208 horsepower front-mounted electric motor. Though Volkswagen has yet to reveal final battery specs, it is claimed that the ID. Cross concept has 260 miles of WLTP driving range. Now, the Germans are certainly getting serious about EVs, rolling out some hot new products in hot EV segments. Tesla, meanwhile, is still rolling along with the same models that it's had for years. And that, of course, is leading to their U.S. market share of electric vehicles to drop to new lows, according to data from Cox Automotive. Of course, this is the kind of thing that you typically see CEOs get fired for, but Tesla's doing it a little different. They have lost their minds and offered Elon Musk a pay package worth up to $1 trillion. Now, there's a couple of caveats here. He very likely will not hit the landmarks necessary to achieve this pay plan. But one of the commenters here that I really liked said something kind of intriguing, which is, if Elon Musk is the entire brand and the entire product of Tesla, then he should get all the market cap. I kind of agree with that. Not a fan of Elon, not a fan of Tesla, frankly. Hey, when you've got a point, you've got a point, right? Be sure to check out that article. We've got it in the show notes over electric.co. And see what you think. Let us know. Go to the comments. Finally, we started off today's episode with my new toy. We're going to finish it with a different toy that I've had for a while, the John Deere TE4x2 Electric Gator UTV. For more than 30 years, John Deere's Go Anywhere Gator has been a trusted tool for ranchers, landscapers, and hobby farmers, but the electric version doesn't get enough love, and we're going to change that today. Unlike some of the other UTV brands that just recently entered the electric vehicle game, John Deere introduced its first all-electric Gator way back in 1998. That OGE Gator was designed from the ground up for quiet work in places like golf courses, university hospital campuses, luxury resorts, and corporate grounds where low noise levels were critical. But its go-anywhere design and quiet running have made it a favorite of hunters and ranchers too. Fitted with eight heavy 12-volt lead-acid batteries, the 98 Gator could deliver about 6 hours of runtime between overnight charges. The way that John Deere has approached this is kind of an ain't broke, don't fix it attitude. That seems to be the mentality. The Gator TE 4x2 hasn't chased trends or tried to reinvent itself with flashy autonomous technology. Instead, the UTV has leaned on the formula that's made it a winner for more than 25 years, bulletproof reliability, low maintenance, and a design that just works. Even the added weight of the low-tech batteries compared to more energy-dense lithium-ion deals makes sense in this application, putting weight over the drive wheels and delivering sure-footed traction on slippery grass or muddy trails. That's not to say the Gator hasn't changed at all over the last three decades. The electrical system has been updated to 48 volts, and its high-capacity, deep-cycle batteries, 12 kilowatt hours in total, give the TE 4x2 all-day running of up to 8 continuous hours with the benefit of modern chargers, regenerative braking, and updated safety features. The TE 4x2 electric Gator is available from your local Deere dealer with prices starting at $15,699. And if you're looking for an endorsement, my personal Gator is easily my favorite vehicle. And, I threw out the question here. Maybe I should change my X handle to Gator Joe from Volvo Joe, since I don't think I'd trade my Gator in on a Volvo, but I might trade the Volvo in for a Gator if these things were ever street legal. That's all I've got for today, September 8th. Be sure to check out the show notes over at electric.co. Check out the links down here in the YouTube show notes if you want to check out that retrospect doc. And as always, thanks for listening.